Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the books of 1 and 2 Timothy. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 9.
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
There's always opportunities for leadership. In our social circles, our churches, our companies and organizations. And it can be easy to covet leadership for its status and perks. But when it really comes down to it, how willing are we to take on the difficult aspects that good leadership requires? The Apostle Paul, in his letters to Timothy, unpacks what godly leadership looks like. And we learn that it is anything but easy, but critically necessary. Paul is suffering within a Roman prison for his work spreading the gospel when he writes to his mentee, Timothy. In his letters, he urges Timothy to accept his calling as a leader within the Christian church, and he guides Timothy in how to lead. According to Paul, a leader must be willing to sacrifice and endure for the sake of their calling. As Paul knew very well, following in Christ's footsteps of leadership often comes at a cost. Throughout his two letters, Paul asked Timothy to confront the corrupt leaders in the church Timothy was overseeing in the city of Ephesus. These bad leaders present a foil to the good leader following Christ. So let's dive in and explore what these letters teach us. First, a faithful leader refuses to compromise on the word of God. Some of the current leaders of Timothy's church were stirring up buzz with their divisive speculations on scripture. Other leaders were distorting and watering down biblical truths. Paul encourages Timothy to stand firm on the core teachings of scripture, that we are sinful, that Jesus died and resurrected to save us, and that he will one day return to completely resurrect and renew his creation. A good leader keeps the main thing, grounded in the gospel. Second, a faithful leader possesses healthy personal relationships. Paul explains that when one nurtures and loves their family well, this will bleed over into their relationships within the body of Christ. A good leader never neglects his family for the cause of his ministry. Third, a faithful leader lives a generous life. Timothy is instructed to confront the greedy Ephesian church leaders who use their ministry for their own enrichment. Paul encourages Timothy to live a content and simple life, submitting his resources to Jesus by generously giving to and caring for those in need. Fourth, and finally, a faithful leader lives by example. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." A good leader does the hard work of putting their own teaching into practice. Faithful leadership is not an easy role to fill. It can be tempting to compromise on God's word when it makes us more popular. It can be easy to neglect our personal relationships to pour more energy into building our platform. It can feel enticing to use our leadership roles for personal gain, or alluring to turn a blind eye to our own issues and neglect to live out what we preach. So given the high calling of leadership, where do we receive the power to lead faithfully? According to Paul, it's in our union to Christ. 2 Timothy 2:11 through 13 says, If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Leading requires pain and sacrifice for others. And no one modeled this better than Jesus, who gave all of himself, who gave his life for his followers. As we share in the sufferings of Christ, in sacrificial love and care, we can press on because we know we also share in the reward of Christ. In Christ, we have eternal life and we will reign with him for eternity. Because we are united to Christ, we know that he will be unconditionally faithful to us. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, because we will be, we won't love God perfectly, we won't always lead others well, God remains faithful. And resting on that promise empowers us to be godly leaders. Paul closes his letter showing how this power has equipped his own faithfulness. So many people have abandoned Paul in his imprisonment, but God has been closer than ever. Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:17, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed. Eugene Peterson, who's most widely known for his Bible translation of The Message, was a pastor at heart. He spent 30 years pastoring one church body. In his biography, Eugene explains to his biographer what he believes qualifies a good pastor and leader. He says this, to be a pastor means one must live with fear and trembling, to cling to hope in God even as she reckons with her own unsteady soul. To be a pastor requires immense humility and self-awareness, clinging to mercy like a drowning man grasps for a buoy. The strongest sign of authenticity in what you and I are doing is the inadequacy we feel most of the time. Listen to that last line again. The strongest sign of authenticity is the inadequacy we feel most of the time. To be a faithful leader in your family, your community, your professional sphere of influence, to possess an unwavering commitment to the Word of God, to maintain healthy personal relationships, to live a generous life, to lead by example. We don't have to depend on our own power to do this. Our inadequacy leads us to depend on the power of God, who draws near and strengthens us in our weakness. So take a moment now to ask God to strengthen you with his power to live as a godly leader. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for strengthening us through our union with Christ to lead faithfully.
To encounter you and let go of the